This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairland. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chip in. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Pitcher half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul,
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue. Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, 3-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Fixler with a tray. Good for Anna. 2-3 balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns the long three ball. Good.
Better find her. Woo. On a break like that, you better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Holscher.
3-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long 2-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, 3-ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yeah, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, 3-ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is a good matinee of girls basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR radio this afternoon. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at Lima Bath, the home of the Wild Kittens, who host Fort Loramie. Redskins 16-0, number one ranked in the state in girls Division IV. Lima Bath, a formidable foe, 14-2. It's a Division II program, ranked in the top 10 in the state in girls D2 in the first three polls of the year. Chuck, should be a fine contest. Fort Loramie scoring well of late, shooting the three. And Kenzie Holscher and Dana Rose on the inside have stepped it up. They're now averaging 26 points a game between them. And this Fort Loramie team is pouring in 60 points per contest and allowing less than 28 points per game on the season.
Yeah, well, their defense historically has been outstanding, and this season has been no exception. They play straight man-to-man. They play rotating man-to-man. They pick you up at half court and trap you. They will full court press a little bit, but their defense is what makes them go.
60-20 win by Fort Loramie over Botkins on Thursday, and the Botkins Trojans came into that contest with an outstanding record. I think only three or four losses in the whole year. Last Saturday, we witnessed Fort Loramie devour Ottawa Glandorf, a powerhouse D3 program, 57-38. Fort Loramie built a double-digit lead quickly.
and led by between 10 and 20 for the duration of the game. What did you take away from that contest against Ottawa Glandorf? Yes, Corinne Heitkamp, red hot, six threes in that game on Saturday 1 week ago.
Well, they shot the ball really well to start the game and got the lead, and then they relied on their defense. You know, they're not going to score, you know, like 20 points a quarter. They've had teams that have.
Right.
But you're not going to probably get 10 on them in a quarter, and there's the key right there.
Yes, yes. I mentioned a half dozen threes from Corinne Heitkamp. I think this team, to be effective and really difficult to beat, needs three or four three-pointers a game from the quartet of guards who play out front. We don't need six from Corinne, but a few.
We'll take them.
Oh, yeah. A few to several. If you've got to respect the outside shooting of the Fort Loramie girls, Dana Rose, Kenzie Holscher should have field days on the interior.
Well, that's exactly what happened against Ottawa Glandorf. They hit the threes to start. They had to spread their defense out, and Holscher and Rose had really good second halves.
Now, by way of a common opponent, Ottawa Glandorf has played Lima Bath. The two teams compete head-to-head in the Western Buckeye League. In fact, over the last four decades, three of every four WBL titles go to Lima Bath or Ottawa Glandorf. Lima Bath, the leader. It beat Ottawa Glandorf several weeks ago by seven, so that's a common opponent. Notable wins for Lima Bath en route to the 14-2 mark: Ottoville, Marion Local, Lima Senior, Coldwater, Elida, Columbus Grove, and OG, as I mentioned. Ottawa Glandorf played Lima Bath very tight for three quarters. Bath pulled away to win by seven. The Wild Kittens have good, balanced scoring. Five young ladies total, about 47, 48 points a game. They get another 14 off the bench. It's an athletic team. We've got a doubles team tennis pair out there on the basketball floor. We've got a great soccer star, and it's a team that's in shape. It'll run the floor. Defense is going to be a key, and easy baskets, I think, will be important. These two teams pride themselves in takeaways and getting hoops in transition.
Well, I mean, we talk about it every time. Loramie, I don't know, but just off the top of my head, from the games we've seen, they average turning teams over at least 20 times a game.
Right.
And out of those 20, they normally get 10 layups out of them. And that's what Lima Bath, just like every other team that plays Loramie, has got to guard against. They cannot turn the ball over at midcourt and let them shoot layups at the other end and expect to stay in this game.
Chuck, I'm going to give you a math quiz. 16 games played before Loramie this year, and the Redskins have turned over the opposition 430 times. My goodness.
That's pretty good. That's over 20 a game.
Well over 20,
yeah,
right?
They've had a couple of them recently where they've turned a couple of good teams over 35 times.
Carla Siegel, year 22 here at Fort Loramie. Phenomenal coaching career. Two state titles, 2013 and 15. Greg Mock, 22-year head coach here at Lima Bath, began back in 1998. He's amassed well over 400 wins, four trips to the state Final Four, and he has earned more WBL titles in the last 22 years than any other coach in the Western Buckeye League. Greg's cousin, Mike Mock, by the way, coached Kenton High School to state football championships back in 2001 and 2. So it's a sports family.
This is an old school WBL gym.
Yes.
Lima Shawnee, I don't know if they've moved to a new gym or not, but their gym is almost exactly like this. The old St. Mary's gym was exactly like this. I mean, this is what it used to be. And this gym was built in 1965, and they've done a pretty good job of keeping it nice.
I love it. There's a big crow's nest across the way up in the rafters.
Geez, you can't even see it.
Yeah, it's hidden. It's buried up in the ceiling. I was here on Thursday night doing a site survey at Lima Bath and got halfway up the ladder to the crow's nest and decided, no, I'm not going all the way. We are in a booth atop the bleachers on the side of the gymnasium where the scores table and team benches are located. We're about to 15 rows up.
at about the 40-yard line. Good perch.
It's a good perch. I feel like I'm in the penalty box.
Yeah, this is a long, slender booth up here at Lima Bath. Makes you think of a hockey rink.
Yeah. Yep.
Great business partners join us every game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Let's highlight them for you. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors include Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. And we say hello to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Plus Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Drop in, tell Carl Arnes. You heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. This is Saturday afternoon. They may be waiting in line, Chuck, by 4 or 4:30 for those Saturday night marinated pork chops.
Yep, well, they're awfully good.
And if you miss out on the pork chops and get there late, how about the roasted chicken plus meaty and cheesy homemade pizza? I love the array of sandwiches at Brookins. If you're on a fast break at noon, drop in. Choose from a dozen to 15 excellent sandwiches at Brookins. 10 Elm Street, order online. Go to brookinspub.com, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Thanks so much to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supply in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Dickman celebrating over 10.5 years here on scoresbroadcast.com. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank, a new business partner with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. As is SecureCom in Minster, SECUR.com, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road. What you imagine we can create for you at Hoing and Hoing Builders. The Sydney Daily News, award-winning sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. I'd like to invite you to take your shot and buy a Fort Loramie Long Shot raffle ticket. This raffle's got prizes totaling nearly $200,000. Only a limited number of tickets will be sold. Prizes include a 2021 Jeep Wrangler, golf carts, ATVs, vacation packages, lots of cash prizes, and more. Visit this website, FL for Fort Loramie, FLAthleticBoosters.com/raffle, to check out the full list and buy your ticket today before they're gone. All ticket sales support Fort Loramie Athletics. If you need questions answered, call Derek at 937-248-6787. 248-6787. That's the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. LoramieLongShot@gmail.com. Again, FLAthleticBoosters.com/raffle.
I'll get in there if they let me shoot a girl's ball. I still got range with the girl's ball. The boy's ball is a little tough.
Well, I need a girl's basketball, and I need a rim twice the size of the regular one.
Well, I don't know if they'll go that far.
And I need a layup. I need a layup. No shot in the paint. I need a layup below the basket.
There you go.
Quick takeaway, Chuck, from last night's boys game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Won by Fort Loramie over Botkins. The Redskins offensively sort of put Botkins' defense in a cement mixer and just ran it and ran it and ran it until something sprung open in the lane. Fort Loramie didn't shoot. Botkins eventually flexed enough on defense that Fort Loramie outpointed the Trojans 49-40.
Well, second half especially, yeah. Loramie was running slip screens. You go up and you act like you're setting a screen. You turn and roll to the basket. Botkins never adjusted.
Right.
And they got layup after layup there in that third quarter that pushed them out into a pretty good lead. On the other end of the floor, Botkins started out shooting the ball well, and this is two games in a row I've watched them. When they get into a little bit of trouble, it becomes the Jaden Pretty show.
Yes.
He takes over and everybody else stands and watches, and that's not going to be real good for them down the stretch.
Nope.
If they don't figure something out there.
It did not work last night for sure. Thus, Anna is in the lead in the Shelby County League Boys standings with a mark of 7-2. Botkins now 6-2. Botkins has got two games left with Fairlawn. Road contest with Houston and Rushi. And that game at the Raiders gym could be a sticky wicket for Botkins. Rushi almost beat Anna at home. Took the Rockets to OT. Won easily at Fairlawn. Botkins doesn't have a lock on no worse than a tie. You could have three teams, 9-3. Anna and Jackson Center play the last Friday. Anna right now with a half game lead at 7-2 over Botkins, 6-2.
Yeah, well, we talked a couple of weeks ago wondering if anybody could beat Botkins, and yes, they can.
Well, we're about two or three minutes away from the opening tip to start the game here this afternoon between Lima Bath and Fort Loramie. We will take a two-minute break, then return with our starting lineups and the start to this clash between the Wild Kittens and the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerry's.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com.
And welcome back here to Lima Bath High School, northeast edge of the community of Lima. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie. Starting lineups being introduced momentarily. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. For the Fort Loramie girls today, that winning combination is pressure defense, use the team depth, and get Dana Rose and Kenzie Holscher off to a good start. For Lima Bath, the key building component is balanced scoring. Four young ladies average 10 points a game or better. Shoot the three well. Lima Bath has all season long at a 33.5% clip. Plus, the other key building component for Lima Bath is not allow Fort Loramie to get a sizable lead early, put pressure on the Redskins, and stay in the game. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Arushi. See firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Arushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you so much. Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company in Arushi. Opening five for both teams for the visiting Fort Loramie Redskins, 16-0, number one ranked in the state in girls division four, Caitlin Gasson, 5'3 senior at guard, 7 points a game, joined by Corinne Heitkamp, 5'6 senior, 6 points per outing. Up front, Kenzie Holscher, 6 foot senior, 76% foul shooter, 5.5 rebounds a game, 14 points. Dana Rose, 6'1 senior, 74% at the stripe, 7 rebounds a game, 11.5 points per contest. And Jaden Putoff, 5'10 senior, 79% at the free throw line for Jaden, 6 points per game on the year, and 3 rebounds. For the Lima Bath Wild Kittens, Abby Dackett, 4 points a game, 5'7 senior. Lexi Renner, 5'4 sophomore, 6 points a game. The Boland sisters, Esther and Ruby. Esther, 5'10 senior, 10 points a game. Ruby, 6 foot senior, 10 points a game. And Chandler Clark, a 5'5" senior guard, 10 points per game. She is the sensational soccer player. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to Holscher down on the inside. Hands off to Putoff, who leans in from 6 feet. It's wide of the mark. Scrum for the loose ball. Eventually a tie-up, I think. It's finally ruled a jump. And arrow favors Lima Bath. Now Fort Loramie, Chuck, right away pounded the ball right down below the rim.
Yeah, well, I thought Holscher, she had a lane to the basket along the baseline. She pulled up and tried to throw a pass, and I think that's what got him in trouble.
And the Fort Loramie Redskins have three black shirts in backcourt, pressuring Ruby Boland tightly, who gets it up. Ball thrown to Abby Dackett on the arc. Dackett gives it up in the right corner to Esther Boland. Boland on the bounce. Now to Dackett straight away. No score. We played 40 seconds here in the opening stanza. Top of the circle, Ruby Boland. She hangs on. Bounce pass, baseline right to Dackett. Dackett veers off into the corner of the floor. Head coach Greg Mock of Lima Bath has instructed his team, obviously, Chuck, to shorten this game, take minutes off the clock. Each offensive possession could be a long one for the Wild Kittens. Another jump ball ensues, and this time the arrow favors Fort Loramie.
Yeah, it's okay to be patient with the basketball, but they were not even making any kind of an attempt to look at the basket. They were just running the ball on the perimeter.
You're right. The ball never penetrated the arc. Here's Fort Loramie against Bath's pressure. Ball thrown to midcourt to Corinne Eichkamp. She stumbles down. Another jump results, and now Lima Bath has it. 1, 2, 3 jump balls. 6:44 to go first quarter. One shot by Fort Loramie. Didn't hit the rim. Lima Bath yet to get the ball in the air. Ball lobbed into backcourt to Lexi Renner. Lexi, a 5'4 sophomore, sprints up the right side. Picked up by Gasson. Straight away it goes to Chandler Clark. Rolls it left flank to Ruby Bolin. Here's Dana Rose guarding Ruby out high. Lima Bath running its offense a good 25, 30 feet from the rim right now.
Loramie will do that to you.
Yep. Bath trying to open up the lane for a cutter, but Fort Loramie stifling that. Another loose ball picked up by Lima Bath at the foul line. 16-foot jump shot. Yes, Chandler Clark pours it in. And here is Fort Loramie fumbling it over the timeline. Gasson recovers, throws into the lane, deflected by Lima Bath and stolen. Long run out the other way, driving layup. Good! Lexi Renner gets the deuce, and Fort Loramie's in a 4-0 hole.
Well, they're struggling handling this full-court pressure, and they just got another pass tipped.
Yep. Dana Rose throws to midcourt to Corinne Eichkamp, who works herself right into a trap. Another steal by Lima Bath, taken away by Renner. Renner hands off to Abby Dakin. Driving layup deflected. Scrum for a loose ball below the backboard. Bath's got it on the arc. Three-point try in the air by Esther Bolin, short. Beneath the basket, Dana Rose with a rebound for Fort Loramie. Good start for Lima Bath, not so hot for the Redskins, who get a 3-on-2 break down inside to Holscher. Her layup shot high off the backboard, no good. Lima Bath with the rebound, but the Wild Kittens are out of bounds. As shaky a start as Fort Loramie's had all year.
Well, that full-court pressure is hurting them a little bit.
Yep. Gasson inbounds below the rim. 4-0 Lima Bath on the arc to Dana Rose. Foul line below it. Passes up a shot. Reach in, grab on the arm by Lima Bath.
Boy, I'd like to see her just go up with that. There's no reason for her to look for a pass.
Exactly.
From 13 feet.
She was ready to square up, wasn't she, Chuck? Right below the foul stripe. Here's a long two-point shot by Holscher straight away. Buries it for Fort Loramie. Inbounds throw. Found Kenzie open. Dana Rose with a good screen on the action. And it's 4-2. Lima Bath leads. Three-point shot left wing. Chandler Clark drills it from downtown. Boy, this team's averaging nearly 6 threes per game. They can pop them in. And three or four young ladies can throw them down. Here's Dana Rose driving middle of the floor into the paint. Banks it too hard. Loose ball on the deck. Corinne Eichkamp has it to Gaston on the arc. Passes up a jumper and dribbles. Left wing, Corinne Eichkamp off the flange. Long rebound, Gasson, foul line. Right side, Corinne lets it fly. Wide left, rebound, Lima Bath. Fort Loramie out of sorts here at the start. Long throw down the floor, but Bath for Chandler Clark saves it. Gives it up to Dakin. 7-2, Bath leads. We played half the first quarter. Here's a twist and turnaround, 12-footer in the lane. Yes! Chandler Clark hits it.
Ruby Bolin.
I'm sorry, Ruby Bolin. These faint light blue numerals for Bath, a little difficult to detect. Bath, good balance so far. Holscher driving the lane for Fort Loramie. Scooper dances off the rim. Oh, what a follow. Right place, right time. Corinne Heitkamp for Fort Loramie.
Good hustle play.
Bath leads it 9-4. Tie-up occurs as Bath bobbles the ball in the Wild Kittens half court. Fort Loramie possession. Make a note, Bath jumped out 9-2 with 4 minutes left in the first. Key component to this game for Lima Bath, as we noted in our pregame brought to you by the Francis Schulze Company, was Wild Kittens had to start well, and they've done that. Quickly up the floor, Fort Loramie beats pressure. Ball thrown low on the left, then thrown into the left corner. Long two-point try, missed on the play by Corinne Eichkamp, and then Lima Bath with a bad walk at the timeline
trying to hustle down the floor with it.
Getting the looks. These are the same shots they made last Saturday.
Yep, Redskins, I've been keeping track, Chuck, unofficially 2-for-11 here at the start. 9-4, Fort Loramie down 5. Right wing, it's Gasson. Post area, Holscher tries a shovel shot with the left hand. Well guarded, way off the mark. Rebound, Lima Bath. Quickly down the floor, it's Rachel Clark who's checked in now. 5'3 sophomore. Rachel, left hand dribble out near the timeline. Drives baseline left, nearly slid. Gave it behind her to Esther Boland. Look out. She sinks a three-pointer. Lima Bath crowd on its feet. Wild Kittens whipping Fort Loramie early. Up 8, 12-4, under 3 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware has a terrific deal for you. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets when compared to the big box stores. Sale ends January 24th. Financing available, 18 months same as cash. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, in the center of Jackson Center.
That Chuck, Fort Loramie, a rattled start here against Lima Bath.
They're not shooting it well. They're turning the ball over.
Against pressure, Redskins bring it down. Jaden Putoff open left wing, 15-footer short. Rebound poked out by Lima Bath. Redskins ball, baseline, right of the backboard. It is heaved in by Gasson. Straightaway handled by Putoff. Right side Rose. Right corner Caitlin fires the three. In and out. No good. Over the shoulder foul. Fort Loramie. Is that Gebhardt is on the floor who picked it up?
Yep, that's her first.
Good box out to Lima Bath, which leads 12-4. 2:41 left here in the opening period. Half-court pressure being applied before Loramie. Slowly up the left side comes Chandler Clark. Loops it right wing to a teammate. Abby Dakin, 25 feet away on the right, on the bounce. Fort Loramie shifting with a man-to-man. Near side pass, Rachel Clark gives it up straight away to Chandler. Down low, baseline right. Post player handling it. Now Lima Bath sends it out to midcourt. Ball under her right arm. Chandler Clark just hangs on. Lima Bath shaving seconds off the clock, leading 12-4. Oh, a good steal. Reaching in to take it away, Jaden Putoff. Quickly down the floor to Gasson. Driving layup in a hurry, missed it. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Fort Loramie last. Redskins coming up all thumbs.
Yeah, offensively, they've been terrible.
Yep, 2-for-15 here at the start. A minute 55 to go in the first quarter. Lima Bath walks it to midcourt. That's where Fort Loramie's got a triumvirate of defenders. Lima Bath carefully gets it to center court to Elena Oliver, a 5'11 sophomore post player. And then she distributes it from there. The ball goes down to the right corner, and then a wild hurl by Lima Bath into the seats.
Well, they've turned them over six times. They just can't, they're not getting anything out of it.
Now, Fort Loramie is flustered here at the start of this game. Down 12-4 to Lima Bath. 90 seconds to go in the first. Up the court quickly. Colleen Brandewee's checked in now. On the arc to Gasson. Defensively, is that a man-to-man or zone?
No, they're playing 2-3 now.
Yep, zone defense. Ball pass into the lane area. That's a good look for Dana Rose from 10. Got it. Dana Rose connects. 12-6 Bath. Here's the ball thrown to midcourt, but Lima Bath loose. Anna Oliver, a 5'11 freshman, tracks it down. Fort Loramie nicks it out of bounds and rolls to the first row. Clara Gebhardt out now for Fort Loramie. Corinne Eichkamp in with Dana Rose. Caitlin Gasson, good inbounds play, but Lima Bath, wide open player. Ann Oliver, the freshman, left-hand driving layup, good.
Well, you would think Loramie would know that play since they run it.
Yep, 14-6, Bath leads by 8, and we've got an up-and-down violation on the arc across the way by Brandewee. 57 seconds to go, first quarter. Lima Bath 14, Fort Loramie 6. Midcourt, Lexi Renner dribbling against Gasson. Crosses over right to left. Still between the circles. Lima Bath has played 9 or 10 young ladies so far in this game. Here's Alina Oliver, the 5'11 sophomore. Passing 20 feet out to Rachel Clark. High right, it goes to Ann Oliver. Ball flipped to the near side, it's loose. Chandler Clark traces it down. She's being checked by Corinne Heitkamp. 23 seconds to go, first quarter. 14-6 Lima Bath. Dribble drive, Chandler Clark. Ball pounded away by Fort Loramie. Looked like it went off the knee.
It did. He needs to go help him.
Yep, it hit the leg of the Lima Bath player. The officials confer. Let's see if this gets straightened out properly. Oh, no. The official who made the call originally is defiant.
And he blew it, and he wasn't going to let anybody step in and say, you blew it.
He would not alter his call. Should be Fort Loramie's possession. Instead, it's Lima Bath's below the rim. 19.5 to go first quarter. Bath up 8, 14-6. Ball lobbed in, high right, caught by Ruby Bolin. Outside the arc, high left, it's dished to Esther Bolin, her sister. Good doubles team in tennis. 25 feet away, Chandler Clark, 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Shot fake, dribble drive down the paint. Chandler Clark scoops with the left and scores with 2 seconds to go in the first period. Fort Loramie reeling down 10 to Lima Bath. 16-6 Wild Kittens after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake at osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
A new business partner here on scoresbroadcast.com, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center at 101 East Pike. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins, medications packaged by day and time for your convenience, immunizations for sure, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment, results in 15 minutes. That's Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Thank you, Allison Haas, and all the staff and associates at the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. So we start the second quarter with a turnover of a Lima Bath. Fort Loramie nearly turned it over. Redskins go cross court to Brandewee. Right corner, Gasson. Right back cross court to no one. Out of bounds into the third row.
They look like they're still on the bus.
Fort Loramie not sharp. That is an understatement. 16-6, Lima Bath leads by 10. Opening half minute, second quarter. Dribbling Lexi Renner, the sophomore. Gives it up on the arc to Rachel Clark. Top of the circle to Chandler Clark. Back to the basket. Oh, good back cut. It's caught and laid in by Ruby Bolin. Wow, is Lima Bath in sync? That's what the Fort Loramie boys did last night to Botkins, and Fort Loramie throws it 60 feet into the bleachers. 18-6, Lima Bath up 12. This is clearly, Chuck, the worst 9 minutes of the season for Fort Loramie.
Oh, absolutely. But let's give Bath credit. They're running their offense to perfection.
And Fort Loramie not alert defensively, giving up some layups. on the dribble, 25 feet away. Chandler Clark for Lima Bath. Hand off Dester Boland. Dribble drive, low in the right, poked away by Fort Laramie, stolen. Romping down the floor for the Redskins. It's Kenzie Holscher on the arc. Flips it behind her to Riley Heitkamp, who's checked in. Riley on the floor, 5'4 junior. Gives it up, gets it back. Works it near side to Kenzie. Baseline right, Jaden put off, squares up, wants to shoot, can't. Ball rotated left wing. It's Dana Rose. She pushes a pass back out on top. Near side, it goes to 31 for the Redskins, is in there now. Jaden Putoff. Fort Laramie stymied offensively. Pitch and catch 25 feet away.
Now they're having trouble. They got one good look by Rose, and there's another one.
Nice pass down inside to Dana. Up and under, fouled on the arm, shot short, but she's got two free throws.
Man, she's got to be stronger than that. She's a senior, second team All-State. You get bumped on the arm, you can't just kind of flip one to the rim. You got to go strong and make the basket there. They're in trouble.
12-point lead, Lima Bath. We played 2 minutes, quarter number two. Dana Rose at the stripe, two free throws. The first, swish. Lima Bath has performed its A game, and this is, what, a C-minus for Fort Laramie so far?
Well, you're being corrected on a curve, I think.
Second foul shot, Dana Rose dips the knees on the way. Got it again. All twine on each one. Perfect. 18-8. Lima Bath in the lead by 10. Quickly down the floor. Ball thrown over the top of the Fort Laramie pressure. Caught by Renner on the arc. Deals to Esther Boland. Boland, a 5'10 senior. Ball thrown to a cutter down the lane. All the way to the rim. Up and good. Another 2 points on the play by Ann Oliver. And a freshman looking good. 20-8, Lima Bath. Again, Chuck, a conversion by Lima Bath from 3-4 feet out.
Yeah, I think that was Elena Oliver.
Here's Jaden Putoff on the arc, left side of the floor. Got it for Fort Laramie. Maybe that'll give the Redskins a boost. Riley Heitkamp near steal in backcourt. Manages to fight the ball away from a Wildcat and loose on the deck. The arrow favors Fort Laramie.
That is 9 turnovers now for the Wild Kittens.
22-11 in favor of Lima Bath, which has had leads of 18-6 and 20-8. Alternate arrow enables Fort Laramie to get the ball back. Redskins try to score points in succession here for the first time in this game. Ball thrown to Holscher in the lane. Oh, look at Lima Bath scrap. They get a fist on it and drive it away from the Redskins. It's on the deck. Arrow favors Lima Bath.
Way too much dribbling against the zone.
Good combination of man and a lot of zone from Lima Bath. And it's thwarted. Fort Laramie mixed them up offensively. 22-11 in favor of Bath. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Wild Kittens into the forecourt. Dakin on the arc, outside the arc. High left to Chandler Clark. Chandler on the bounce. Boy, you can tell Lima Bath well prepared for this game, although it's game number 4 in 8 days for the Wild Kittens.
Well, they do such a nice job of spacing, and they have had no trouble with that full-court pressure of Fort Laramie.
Lima Bath performing in a very fresh-looking manner. The ball thrown down inside to Ruby Boland. Little half hook from 5 feet. Skips off the rim. Rebound Fort Laramie. Redskins down 9. 4:28 to go. Second quarter. Riley Heitkamp. Cross court to Brandewee. Ball to the corner. Then back out on the arc. Redskins flip it around. No dribbling. Right wing Dana Rose. Ball high overhead. Dana straight away to Brandewee. Left corner Riley Heitkamp. Hits the cutter down inside. One, two, an extra pass. Layup is in by Holscher on the finish. 7-point lead, Lima Bath. Here is Lima Bath stopping inside the arc, right wing. Quick 3-point shot, missed badly, out of bounds to Fort Laramie. I can bet head coach Greg Mock does not like that shot.
That was too quick. I mean, they've done such a nice job of running their offense. That was just a little too fast.
3:40 left in the second quarter. 20-13, Fort Laramie down 7. Redskins throw it to midcourt, and the Fort Laramie receiver across the way, Corinne Heitkamp, is on the line.
That was just a poor pass to her. She wasn't even looking for it.
Tell you what, Lima Bath Chuck, plays as many young ladies as does Fort Loramie.
Yeah, they've got a lot of line changes going on.
Ball inbounded far side of the floor, but Dak can into backcourt to Chandler Clark. She spearheads this club, 5'5 senior, just under 11 points a game. Chandler dribbling, uses a screen out high from Elena Oliver. Now it's thrown to Ann Oliver. Right corner throw to Lexi Renner, kicked out of bounds. Oh, touch last by Lima Bath. Apparently, some fans across the way didn't like the call. Fort Loramie gets it. Lima Bath now has hit a little bit of a wall, Chuck. That's, what, four empty possessions.
Yeah, well, they've turned the ball 10 times.
Backcourt Gasson. Redskins down 7. 3 to play, second quarter. Here's Dana Rosen, backcourt, goes to get the loose ball 80 feet from the rim, and head coach Carlos Siegel has got to get a timeout or a 10-second call will take place. 7-point lead Bath, trying to spring the upset here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Fort Loramie, number one team in the state in girls D4, being beaten here this afternoon by Lima Bath, late second quarter, 3 minutes to go. Lima Bath 20, Fort Loramie 13. Kenzie Holscher's got the ball straight away. Lima Bath hasn't scored in 2.5 minutes. Redskins need to take advantage right here. Fort Loramie scored 5 straight. Riley Heitkamp straight away. Backdoor cut. Dana Rose catches low on the right to the rack. Up and good. Dana Rose, formidable play. Bath breaks down the floor. 2-on-2 into the lane. A leaner by the Wild getting short, but a hacking foul on Fort Loramie. Ball was taken up strong by Ann Oliver, and she'll toe the stripe. 20-15. Fort Loramie down 5. 7 in a row by the Redskins. 2.5 left in quarter number 2, and calmly, Ann Oliver sinks the free throw. 21-15 in favor of Bath. Redskins 16-0, that unbeaten mark being threatened here today. Ann Oliver converts twice at the stripe for Lima Bath. 22-15, Wild Kittens lead it. Fort Loramie's Riley Heitkamp in backcourt. Long, wild heave, deflected and stolen by Lima Bath. Here come the Wild Kittens. Head of the circle, Rachel Clark. On a weave out front, it's dealt to Lexi Renner. Oh, good cut by Renner, gave it up, got it back. Fort Loramie nearly ties her up and does, down below the rim. Arrow enables Fort Loramie to get it. 2:13 left in the second. Redskins need a run to whittle this deficit down even further before the first half closes out.
They have yet to figure out this full court pressure. They have not handled it well at all.
Now, Lima Bath has got 4 white shirts in backcourt. Fort Loramie throws in, still 75 feet away. It's Gasson. Methodically, midcourt, 1 against 2, having difficulty. The count is on. Intercepted pass by Rachel Clark. You could see it coming. Flips it right flank to Esther Boland. Back out on top to Ruby Boland. Minute 50 left, second quarter. Lima Bath up 7. On the bounce, Chandler Clark weaves it 25 feet away to Lexi Renner. Renner circles 25 feet out. Bath willing to take time off the clock and milk it here late in the second quarter. Hanging on to a 7-point cushion. Rachel Clark double, top of the circle. Open player, left wing, long 3-point try. Gunned up there by Chandler Clark. No good off the flange. Rebound high in the air, comes down. And it's smacked out of bounds by Bath.
Well, if you look at the difference in how they're attacking the full court, Bath has got really good spacing, and Loramie trying to dribble it up and throw long passes against this thing, and it's not working.
Nope. Riley Heitkamp, backcourt to Dana Rose. Dana dribbles into a two-team. He's doubled up, gets rid of it to Riley. Riley airmails it down the floor to a teammate. Here's a cross-court angle pass stolen by Lima Bath. Another theft. A minute 12 to go, second quarter. The Wild Kittens defense has really thrown a net around Fort Laramie. Twisting jump shot in the lane. 12-footer. Good! Ruby Boland. Boland a beauty. It danced all around the rim and went in. Bath up 9. And Fort Laramie heaves it out of bounds against the wall at the end of the floor. Lima Bath has got Fort Laramie badly shaken. 24-15, Wild Kittens. Under a minute to go, first half. It has been all Lima Bath. Wild Kittens to midcourt on the dribble. Veering off to the right goes Dakin. Now straight away, Rachel Clark. She's at the Wild Kittens logo. Double team comes. Hand off to a teammate. Ball knocked away by Corinne Heitkamp, who bolts down the floor. She's pushed. That's only team foul 3 on Lima Bath.
Yeah, that was the coach didn't care for the call, but that was probably a smart foul. It just cost them. They had to bring the ball in now instead of shooting a layup.
Oh, yeah. If Corinne stays on her feet, doesn't get fouled, she's got a shot and a layup.
That was the second foul on Chandler Clark. But that's the end of the half. That's not a big deal.
Nope. She is a key component for this club.
Yeah, she's looked pretty good. She had 7 points in the first quarter.
20 seconds to go, first half. Ball thrown down inside to Dana Rose. Turnaround banker from 7 feet goes down. In. Good play, Dana. 24-17. Bath. 10 seconds to go, first half. Midcourt, it's Renner. Angles to the right. Renner to a teammate, Chandler Clark, 25 feet away. Lost the ball off her leg. That's the result of a shove by Riley Heitkamp of Fort Laramie. Bath will inbound with 6 to go in the first half, ahead by 7. Side court, it's thrown in by Abby Dakin. Look for somebody going to the rim and a back cut. Hooking foul, Fort Laramie. Kenzie Holscher picks one up. Number 1 on her, Chuck.
That is her first, and they had a couple to give, but that was too quick in the clock.
Yep, too hasty. Ball thrown to backcourt to Renner. 3 seconds to go. Baseline right, dribbled off her foot, out of bounds, with .4 remaining here in the second quarter. Fort Laramie's trailed by as many as 12 on 2 occasions. The last time at 20-8. It's inbounded to Dana Rose, and that's it. The first half closes out. Fort Laramie playing poorly, trailing a hot Lima Bath club 24-17 after 2 periods of play. It's our radio station break here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Laramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's
actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 Pam FM in Sydney. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee back at Lima Bath High School, where the Wild Kittens are socking it to Fort Loramie, up 7 at the intermission break. The tally is 24-17. A new business partner on ScoresBroadcast.com, Riemann Drywall in Anna, which offers professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for residences and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, well, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right, the Riemann way. It's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, the industry's clear leader. Chuck, take a look at the numbers. It's been all Bath so far.
Well, Loramie has a 6-5 rebounding advantage, 3-0 on the offensive boards, and they've turned Lima Bath over 13 times, but they turned it over 11 times themselves. That's very uncharacteristic of Fort Loramie. They were 2-2 from the free throw line. Lima Bath also 2-2 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Bath, they had Chandler Clark with 7 all in the first quarter. They got 6 from Ruby Bolin, 4 from Ann Oliver. They got 3 from Esther Bolin, and then they got 2 from Renner and 2 from Elena Oliver. They scored 16-8, 24 for the half. Loramie led by Dana Rose with 8. Kenzie Holster has 4. They got 3 from Jaden Putoff, and they got 2 from Corinne Heitkamp. They scored 6-11, and they trail it 24-17 at the half.
Fort Loramie Chucks had some bad first quarter starts, some poor first half starts. Nothing this sloppy, though.
No.
And for Lima Bath, earlier in the season, December 28th, in fact, it led Minster 31-23 at the break, was up 8 on that particular night, up 7 here today, faltered second half badly against Minster, outscored by 19 over the final two quarters. The Wild Kittens want to play much better in the second half here today than they did against Minster and knock off the state's number 4 ranked team in girls D4.
Well, they, Loramie, they don't have Ivy Wolf, so they need as a team. Dana Rose, they started getting her the ball against that zone, and she ended up with 6 points in the second quarter.
Right,
that's what they need to do. They're not shooting threes right now. Putoff has the only three that they made, but the biggest thing is they still haven't figured out how to attack that full court pressure.
Nope.
And as long as they don't, Lima Bath is not going to pull it off.
And then once the Redskins do eventually get into the half court, they're unorganized.
Yeah, this has not been a real this is not a Fort Loramie basketball game that we're used to.
24-17 Lima Bath at the break, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Lima Bath High School. Fort Loramie trails 24-17, 2 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. It's our Local Equipment Spotlight segment here at the half. We highlight a member of each team. And for Lima Bath here today, it's Chandler Clark, senior 4.0 student, outstanding basketball player, marvelous soccer performer. How about this, Chuck? 117 goals in soccer at Lima Bath for her career for Chandler Clark. 117.
I was picked with soccer coach for 4 years. I don't think we scored that many as a team.
Chandler is a member of the National Honor Society Student Council, producer of the school newscast, takes part in Club Interact, plays soccer and softball. And she will play college soccer at Grand Valley State in Michigan, the Division II national champs last year. And having talked to a number of Fort Loramie basketball players this year, we sat down with Madison Chateau. Madison is not on the basketball team. As I mentioned, we've talked to so many of them. I went to the stat girl. She is a sixth grader, Madison Chateau, at Fort Loramie Elementary. Keeps the shot chart for most all games for the JVs and varsity. The father is Jason Chateau.
So she does have a little bit of an in.
Yeah, she's got a connection. That's how she got the job. But she does a good job.
Well, there you go.
She's earned it. And she plays basketball on the sixth grade elementary team in Fort Loramie. And she is the number two guard, the shooting guard.
Oh.
Madison Chateau, sixth grader, Fort Loramie Elementary, manages the shot chart behind the bench for Fort Loramie. She was doing that hard work for the JVs. And Chandler Clark, fine senior for Lima Bath, under the spotlight here today, thanks to Local Equipment and Jackson Center. Hey, we could not have gotten started here on scoresbroadcast.com back in 06 and 07 without the terrific support from Local Equipment. Thank you, Mary Lee Smock, Roger Dietrich, all the staff and associates at Local Equipment in Jackson Center, which is where we will be tonight. Marion Local at Jackson Center in boys basketball. Online, on the radio at 7, tip at 7:30. Well, we start the second half. Lima Bath in the lead by 7. Wildkittens first possession. Errant throw out of bounds. Fort Loramie's got it now. Cross court to Corinne Heitkamp. She throws to the post. A triple team and a steal by Lima Bath.
Can't put the ball down in triple pressure.
And the second half begins for Fort Loramie like it finished in the first half. A turnover. 7-point lead, Wildkittens. Ball looped into the paint by Lima Bath. Chandler Clark right to Jaden Putoff of Fort Loramie. Up ahead to Dana Rose. Deflected, stolen by Lima Bath again. Here's a near travel on the play of the Lima Bath player. She's bailed out. A slap on the arm by Fort Loramie. And it's going to earn Lexi Renner, the 5'4 sophomore guard, two free ones at the stripe.
Steals it back.
lot of defense.
Sloppy play here in the first minute, 4 seconds of the third quarter. Free throw by Renner, no good, off the back iron.
Which for Fort Loramie adds to the 16 minutes of sloppy play from the first half.
Lima Bath, the home white. I love the, what, light Carolina blue numerals.
Maybe even a little lighter than Carolina,
yeah,
but close.
It's faint. It's faint. It's a real light blue.
It's not ugly blue like Duke.
Nope, light blue and yellow. Will you puke at the Duke? Second free throw good by Renner. Lima Bath in backcourt pressuring. To continue the description, Lima Bath in white from top to bottom. And blue numerals outlined in gold, blue and gold stripes down the side to the shorts. Fort Loramie in the road, black, red numbers outlined in white. And as we were telling you about these two teams' unis, Dana Rose barged down the floor into the lane, tried to overtake the Bath defender. It's called a charge, and the Wild Kitten player is down, shaken up.
I would love to see a replay on that, because that sure didn't look like a charge to me.
No, defender clearly was backpedaling, moving all over the place. It should have been ruled a defensive foul, maybe in the act of shooting.
Right, but Dana needs to learn to pull up and shoot the six-footer instead of trying to barge through a double team.
Right.
I guess he's a senior. A little late to learn things.
Timeout on the floor at the moment. 6:43 to go in the third quarter. 25-17, Lima Bath. You know, our unique experience creating neighborhoods is one of a kind at Wygant Real Estate Development. We are the region's only real estate building and development company. For over 40 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. You see, we've assisted residents in West Central Ohio in buying and selling homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods. Southeast side of Minster, Stonegate is adjacent to Paris Street Park and within a short walk of the center of town. Custom build your new home at Stonegate. No substitute for experience. At Wygant, we continue to provide exceptional quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot at Stonegate and Minster today. Call Todd Wygant at 937-538-0156. 538-0156. Experience another great Wygant neighborhood. WEIGANDTdevelopment.com. Well, after the Dana Rose charge, Lima Bath threw it away. Fort Loramie counters. Here's a three ball from the right corner. Yes, sir. Wow. Was that Corinne Heitkamp, Chuck?
Yep.
Coming right back, Lima Bath. A quick trigger, a three, but Dakin way short, airballed it. 5-point game. Momentum, Fort Loramie right now. Corinne Heitkamp on the arc. Let's see if that triple by Corinne ignites the Redskins. Baseline right, Dana Rose looks for Holscher in the lane. Kenzie's got it, twisting, turning with the left hand, laid it up a little heavy. Rebound comes down to Lima Bath, which leads by five. 5:45 to go, third quarter. Bath's got it in the left corner, ball thrown to Ann Oliver in the post. Ann, awkward shot in the lane, deflected away by Fort Loramie. Redskins, a little more fire in their eyes right now. Pep in the step. Outside the arc on the right, Holscher. Baseline right to a teammate. Now Riley Heitkamp between the rings. On the arc, Colleen Brandewey skips it cross-court to Dana Rose. Good look from 10. Danced off the iron, no good. Rebound, Holscher, no good. Holscher again, no good again. And a rebound shot by Fort Loramie. Foul, Lima Bath.
Wow, Kenzie's shooting in hard luck right now. She's had some easy ones, and it's not going in for her.
Kenzie had three, hit part of the window, that white square above the flange on the rim. Three shots glanced off the window, hit the rim. None of the three went down. Ball thrown in by Fort Loramie on the arc. Brandewey fires, long ranger off to the right. Rebound, Lima Bath. Still leading by five. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Ball entered to Ruby Bowen in the lane. Double team by Fort Loramie. Overplay out high. Open player is Chandler Clark. Flips it into the lane to the little jump shooter. Ruby Bowen hits it for two. Bowen angled into the paint. Took the pass from Chandler Clark. As Fort Loramie tried to steal, didn't get it. Stolen midcourt by Lima Bath. Bath up seven. In possession again. Clark in the paint area, nearly fouled. Ball loose at side court. Jump ensues, and who gets it? Head coach Greg Balk trying to officiate down in front of his own bench. 27-20, Bath up 7. Loramie possession on the arrow.
Boy, I've seen some things that Loramie's tried to do. That last pass they threw, there was three defenders between the person she tried to throw it to, and she still tried to throw the pass.
Yeah, passing lanes aren't there. Lima Bass defense has been exceptional. Quickly down the floor, Corinne Heitkamp into the lane. Loops it right corner to a teammate. It's Brandewee who falls down. Bounces a pass into the middle of Holscher. Head coach Carlos Siegel sees the Redskins out of kilter again and gets a timeout. 4:15 to go, third quarter. Lima Bath 27, Fort Loramie 20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Well, the Redskins have been down by 12 twice in this game. Have gotten it to 7 here with possession. Half the third quarter played. Here is Riley Heitkamp 30 feet away, right wing Kenzie Holscher. Ball thrown to put off left baseline, 16-footer, yes, right through the ropes. Good-looking jumper on the money, but Jaden put off, five-point game. Lima Bath attacking to her right. Head coach Carla Siegel drew up that formation, and that sequence of passes during the timeout, it worked beautifully. Bath spreads the floor. What does Lima Bath have in this period, Chuck, in the way of field goals?
They've got one basket, one free throw.
3 points for Bath in the second half of this game. We're down to 3.5 to play in the third. On the bounce, it's Renner 30 feet away. Left wing, Rachel Clark. Deep corner, Chandler Clark into the paint. Little hook shot, six-footer, right through the net. Well done, Ruby Boland.
Yep, she's been terrific.
Oh, yeah, she is agile in the lane. Nice jump hook for her. Bad pass by Fort Loramie. Guess what? Another steal by Lima Bath, which throws it right to Kenzie Holscher. 3-on-3. Kenzie, right wing to put off. Right back to Kenzie. Good look. Ball thrown left corner. Long jumper, Corinne Heitkamp. Little too much oomph on it. Over the back, foul put off Fort Loramie. 7-point game, Lima Bath, 29-22. 3 minutes left in the third. Fort Loramie's been ragged, and the Redskins are indeed in serious trouble. Lima Bath has substituted frequently, playing about, what, 9 or 10 young ladies throughout this game. Abby Dakin is a senior. Esther Bolin, a senior. Chandler Clark, Ruby Bolin, also seniors. Madeline Renner, a senior, 5'9 forward, out with an ACL injury. Dribble drive, left side of the lane. Chandler Clark into traffic, stolen by Fort Loramie. Quick pass up the floor to Gebhardt, who's in. Bad pass to the post. Lima Bath breaks it up, can't control it. It goes out of bounds, or it would have been another steal. We've got Clara Gebhardt on the floor now for the Redskins. Ball lobbed in out high to Dana Rose. Haven't mentioned her name often in this game at all. Riley Heitkamp midcourt. Right wing, Corinne Heitkamp. Corinne looks for a put-off baseline right. Zone look for Bath again, Chuck.
Yeah, they're playing zone.
Nice pass low on the left to Corinne Heitkamp, who sneaked below the basket, and she is hit hard. Was that Corinne or Riley who caught it?
Corinne.
Yes. Foul, Lima Bath in the act of shooting. Couple key free throws here for Corinne Heitkamp. Redskins on the season, 69% at the stripe. And the free throw by Corinne Heitkamp is in and out. She was 9 for 9 on the year. That's her first miss this season. 29-22 Lima Bath. 2:22 to go third quarter. Corinne missed a second time. Little strong. Long rebound. Yanked down by Rachel Clark. Up the floor to Abby Dakin. Between the rings, Chandler Clark. Big possession here. Fort Loramie down 7. Got it to 5 a moment ago. And a big goal by Lima Bath in the paint. High post, back to the basket, Ruby Boland. It was Boland who scored the last two-pointer. Nice move by her. She's got it, baseline right. Bounce pass into the lane to Dakin. Quickly on the arc to Rachel Clark. Ball skipped to the near side, into the Lima Bath bench and out of bounds. Fort Loramie's got to take advantage.
Well, they've had it down to 5, but boy, they just can't put anything together. They can't put two possessions together in the game.
Lima Bath up 7, 29-22, a minute 49 to go third quarter. Fort Loramie a measly 22 points in almost three periods. Redskins to midcourt. On the bounce, it's Riley Heitkamp, whips it left side, gets it back. Straight away she looks, goes to Dana Rose inside the arc, right wing. Being defensed well by Rachel Clark. Long three, left corner, jacked up there by Corinne Heitkamp. Strong, no good. Rebound Lima Bath, quick three, Esther Boland. Swish, 25-footer. Wow, Lima Bath up 10 again. Double-digit advantage. Steal, backcourt, Lima Bath intercepted. Two on one, driving layup, Renner, no, but a foul against Fort Loramie. Well, if that would have gone down, the rafters would have snapped here at Lima Bath's gym. Fort Loramie in serious trouble behind but 10. A minute 15 to go, third quarter. Bath at the stripe. Lexi Renner aims, missed it short. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. They include M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. And guess what? Another bad heave by Fort Loramie to midcourt, and then a palming violation as Rachel Clark for Lima Bath returns the favor.
Start throw pass. The pass wasn't open, and she dribbled again.
Lima Bath has had two 12-point leads. It's back up to 11, 33-22, 62 seconds to go, third quarter. Midcourt with the ball, Gasson for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc on the right to Brandewey. Into the post to Holscher. Down the lane, shovels it, hacked on the arm, and she gets two. The ball has got to go there often, Chuck, repeatedly. Two free throws for Kenzie. Boy, she has been masterful at the free throw line this year. 76%, Dana Rose 74%. Jaden Putoff 79%. And Holscher swishes shot number one. 33-23, the lead 10 for Lima Bath. Just over 50 to play here in the third. Kenzie again, got it. 33-24, 9-point spread. Here comes the triple team of Fort Loramie in backcourt, sprinting up the left side. Renner, she's doubled. Hacking foul. Holscher thought she had a theft. It's ruled a common personal on Fort Loramie. Ball out of bounds to Lima Bath. 46.1 to go here in the third quarter.
Oh, I know when I coached at Pick, well, we used to hate to come up north because you got a whole set of referees that don't know you, and you get homered every time you come up here.
Here is Lima Bath in backcourt. Chandler Clark fires it down the right side to Abby Dakin. Dakin being trapped near the center line in deep hot water. Head coach Greg Mock gets
eight. Good timeout.
Oh, a timeout in the nick of time. We'll keep it right here. Final 34 seconds, third quarter. Fort Loramie behind by 9, 33-24. Unblemished 16-0 mark in serious jeopardy here today. Lima Bath has thoroughly outplayed the Redskins. For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride at Goffney in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the very best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery, too, at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family's got you covered. Tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, Marion Local at Jackson Center in boys action. Tip-off 7:30, online, on radio at 7. Last night, Marion Local led Minster at home at halftime and got beat. Jackson Center victorious at home last night in the Shelby County Athletic League. Last 2 years, Marion Local, Jackson Center have split overtime games. Lima Bath inbounds, gets a layup near the rim. Kenzie Holscher with a swat. It goes off Kenzie's thigh and out of bounds. Down to 26 to play late in the third. Ball lobbed into Lima Bath. Big high dribble, but Chandler Clark got away with a turnover and buried a three ball. And Lima Bath has matched his biggest lead, 12. Kenzie Holscher, baseline left to the rack. Missed the two-footer. Rebound layup is rolling around in by Colleen Brandewey. 3 seconds left in the third. Long three-pointer, Bath at the buzzer. Got it. Chandler Clark, 28-footer. She drilled it, knocked it down. Wild Kittens fans on their feet. Lima Bath after three, leading Fort Loramie 39-26 as we finish the third quarter in a flourish on scoresbroadcast.com.
Start dreaming. Hoyne and Hoyne Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoyne and Hoyne property off Recker Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home, 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoyne and Hoyne Builders in Anna. Online at HoyneandHoyneBuilders.com.
Welcome back to Lima Bath High School, where Fort Loramie trails by 13 entering the fourth quarter. And Lima Bath has clearly outplayed Fort Loramie by that many points or more.
Oh, absolutely. They've run their offense well. Loramie has had no answer for the pressure. They've turned the ball over 17 times. That's unbelievable.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. And guess what? The roar of the crowd signifies a long-made three-pointer by Lima Bath as we launch play here in the fourth quarter. And then Fort Loramie muffs the pass at midcourt. It's ruled a jump. Arrow favors the Redskins, who are down 16 with 7:32 to go in the game. They are literally being trounced. That was Lexi Renner, who dropped in the three to start the fourth.
It just tells you what kind of day it is. The pass wasn't even to her. It was supposed to go to the post. It was thrown too high, and she happened to catch it and go, hey, I might as well make a three.
Yep, it was wildly errant. Lima Bath got the loose ball, essentially, as Chuck described, opposite side of the floor, and Lexi Renner made Fort Loramie play. Here's a bust out by Chandler Clark, a steal. She runs the length of the floor, coast to coast for the layup. And Fort Loramie's down 18. Redskins being ambushed badly here at the Wild Kittens gym, 44-26. Midcourt, it's Corinne Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Gives it up outside the arc to Kenzie Holscher. Holscher at the elbow, into the lane. Throws to Brandewey, the jump shooter. A long three, hits it. Brandewey knocks it down, 44-29 in favor of Lima Bath. 6:30 to go here in the fourth. In backcourt, it's Dakin. Double team comes. Gets rid of it to Lexi Renner. It's on the deck. Oh, the 10-second count is on. And at 9, Head coach Greg Mock gets a timeout. 6.5 to go in the fourth. 44-29, all Lima Bath over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Here is Lima Bath in backcourt being stalled by Fort Loramie's pressure D. Then the Wildcats bring it up. Right wing Dakin. Here's a three-pointer faked on top of Renner. Lima Bath, they back it out and milk the clock. That'd be the wise thing to do. 6:10 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
Smart play.
Lima Bath up 15. Dribble drive down the lane. Left-hand shot. No, but Chandler Clark. But she's whacked on the arm. She'll get two. 6:06 to go. 44-29 in favor of Lima Bath. It was 18 at 44-26 before the Brandewee triple. Foul shot in the air by the Wild Kittens is good. Chandler Clark drops it in. Second one coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 dribbles on the way. Yes. And the lead swells back to 17, 46-29. Dana Rose up the right side. Gives it up cross court. Now Riley Heitkamp between the rings. Right flank, Brandewee. Riley straight away. Zone defense, 2-3, Lima Bath. 25 feet out on the right, it's Colleen. Elbow on the left, it's Rose. Passes up the shot, gives to Riley for a long triple. In and out, it won't go. Went below the iron, snapped away. Shooting luck for Fort Loramie, not here today. Lima Bath throws down the right side. Deflected out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Down to 5:35 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie being hammered today by 17 points to Lima Bath. Superior Aluminum Products, a big supporter of area high school sports. Family owned and operated out of Rushi for over 55 years. Currently looking for qualified applicants in order to support the Superior Aluminum progress and growth. So stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss employment opportunities. Craig Fissinger in HR at Superior Aluminum. Stop in, see him about employment options for Superior. And if you've got a home project that requires railing or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Play back in, Lima Bath ball, 30 feet from the basket, over guarding foul for Riley Heitkamp, the team's seventh, and Bath will shoot the 1-1. It is Abby Dakin who strolls to the stripe, 5'7 senior. Bath, one dribble, fires immediately, missed it hard, and the rebound comes down to Fort Loramie. Bullet pass down the floor, Holscher into the corner, Corinne Heitkamp. Spin move. Here comes the double team. Matt Kenzie 30 feet away. And stepping in alertly is Lima Bath to force the tie-up. Great play, Chandler Clark. 5:21 to go in the fourth.
This is one of those games where if you're Fort Loramie, you go back, you take the game film, you throw it in the garbage, and you move on to your next game.
5 minutes and 21 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Lima Bath in front with 17, 46-29. Here come the Wild Kittens up over the timeline. Dribbling 30 feet away, Esther Bolin. On a weave, it goes to Rachel Clark. Check McGasson. They continue to play pitch and catch and rotate around the top of the circle. Working the clock down below 5 minutes, up 17. Here's a cross-court heave, tracked down by Chandler Clark. In pursuit, Gasson. Here's Chandler down the lane, flips it up with the left, no good. Long rebound, Gasson, Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Kenzie. Kenzie head of the key. Gives it to Caitlin, who sets it up. Fort Loramie running out of time. 4:40 left in the fourth, behind by 17. Ball thrown to the post to Holscher. On the arc, Corinne Heitkamp. Three-pointer, way strong. Rebounding foul line of Bath. That's the team's fifth. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie below the basket. 46-29 in favor of Lima Bath. It has been all Wild Kittens over Fort Loramie here today.
I wonder if anybody ever explained to them that kittens aren't female cats.
Ball thrown in on the arc to put off for Fort Loramie. Holscher in the post. A leaner from 7 feet just simply will not go. Hit the back rim, skidded off the iron. Rebound Lima Bath. Long chest pass to Ruby Boland. Leaking out at the other end. Catching and scoring for two more. The lead is 19. Baseline right, Corinne Heitkamp. 10-footer hit the rim three times and danced off. Rebound Fort Loramie. No, tipped away by Lima Bath. It's all Wild Kittens. Up 19. 4 minutes to go in the fourth.
They have played extremely well.
Sure have. Right out of the gate, it was 4-0 immediately. 4-0 in the first 20 seconds. Dribble drive down the lane. Ball heaved up there by Chandler Clark. No good. Rebound is good. Wow. Elena Oliver, sophomore, 5'11", knocks it down. Foul line jumper, Corinne Heitkamp of Fort Loramie, way short. Rebound on the deck. Tie-up occurs. Give it to Lima Bath, which is pummeling Fort Loramie 50-29 with 3.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lima Bath, a team which back on December 28th played Minster here, led by 8, 31-23 at the half. Minster and Ivy Wolf got red hot over the final two quarters and beat Bath by 11. The 14-2 Wild Kittens lead Fort Loramie by 19 after the two-point jumper goes down from Colleen Brandewee. She's played well here in the second half, Chuck.
She's got 7.
19-point bulge. Lima Bath leads it. Chandler Clark between the rings. Hands off to Abby Dakin. Pressure by Brandewee. Abby puts it on the deck at the Wild Kittens logo at midcourt. 3 minutes to go in the game. Hand off now to Ruby Boland out high. Ruby on a weave. 50-31 route. Who would have thought? You knew it might be tight. Lima Bath came in 14-2, ranked in the top 10 of the state. Each week of three polls in girls D2. And Fort Loramie being thumped here today. Here's a cross-court pass by Rachel Clark into the hands of Holscher. 2-on-1 break to Gasson. Driving layup blocked on the play. Outstanding deflection by Ruby Boland of Lima Bath, which traces down the loose ball in the corner. It's all Lima Bath here this afternoon. 19-point spread, 50-31, and Bath stretches the floor. Fort Loramie soundly beaten on this Saturday afternoon for loss number one of the 2020-2021 campaign. Esther Boland dribbling, double team, trapped at midcourt. Head coach Greg Malk gets a timeout in a hurry. 2:05 to go, 19-point advantage, Lima Bath on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
A new business partner here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Steve and Ted Services, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. At Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Steel, Dana Rose, Fort Loramie, driving layup good, 50-33, Bath by 17. It's been as much as 50-29. We're in the final, a minute 46. Here's Esther Boland on the arc for Lima Bath. Gives it up straight away to Chandler Clark. Boy, she has guided this team to victory. She's the quarterback out front, being pursued by Colleen Brandewee right now. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, quickly built a great reputation for providing quality products and services at very good prices. Steve and Ted's. Service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling. Your local Lennox dealer, proud to offer only the finest heating, cooling, and indoor air quality products. Steve and Ted Services in Anna. First free throw good from Ruby Boland. Well, she's a fine post player. Good senior. Missed the second shot. Rebound Dana Rose in backcourt for Fort Loramie. How many points for Dana and Kenzie combined, Chuck?
16.
16 of the 33. Simply not nearly enough for Fort Loramie here today. Redskins averaging 60, 27 below their point per game total. Deep in the right corner, put off, being harassed, double team, throws it away. Quickly down the floor, Clark. Spin move. Oh, what a layup. Twisting and turning. Chandler Clark. Highlight reel stuff right there. 53-33, Lima Bath. Down to 50 seconds to go in the fourth. Dana Rose foul line. Extra pass to Kenzie Holscher. Dana should have shot it. Kenzie, not aware the ball was coming, walked. 48 ticks to go.
23 turnovers.
Wow. 23 miscues for Fort Loramie here today. And as I take a look, Chuck, at the total for the Redskins on the year, averaging about 11 per game. Well above their per game norm. And Lima Bath has taken advantage. I bet Lima Bath, Chuck, has scored 25 points as a result of Fort Loramie turnovers here this afternoon. Loramie fouling with 33 to go. The deficit is 20.
Lima Bath came in here incredibly prepared for what Loramie was going to do.
Yep.
And they executed their pressure, hurt Loramie. They handled Loramie's pressure better than any team I've seen in probably the last 3 years.
Free throw by Dakin is on the money, 54-33 in favor of Lima Bath. So many thanks to our great anchor business partners here today, including WMVR 105.5 TAM FM and the Sydney Daily News with award-winning sports coverage as Dakin drills both free throws, 55-33 Lima Bath. Here's Dana Rose catching on the arc, driving down the lane, layup, she blew it. And that's the way it's gone. Dana Rose short on the lay-in, 16 ticks to go. Fort Loramie just short on shots all day long. Nothing would drop. Lima Bath had the defensive response for Fort Loramie here today. And at the offensive end, Lima Bath cut and slashed to the rim and passed beautifully. Made enough threes. 3.3 to go. Tie-up occurs. Fort Loramie ball at midcourt, and that will do it. No, it's Lima Bath possession. It'll be pitched in play by Dakin. Looks, heaves it to backcourt, and that'll run out the clock. Final tally, Lima Bath springs the state's monumental upset on this Saturday afternoon in girls hoops. Thumping Fort Loramie 55-33. Bath, top-ranked team in the state, or I should say one of the top-ranked teams in the state in D2 with a mark of 14-2. Upends the number one team in Ohio in girls D4 easily. Lima Bath had dropped an 11-pointer back on December 28th to Minster, a D4 club ranked number 2 in the state. In fact, the Lima Bath, playing its fourth game in 8 days here this week, lost this past weekend to Tri-Valley at Berlin Island, at Berlin Island in the Classic in the country. Another setback, as I noted seconds ago, was to Minster. But today, Lima Bath is equal to the challenge. Excuse me. Chuck, let's take a break as I get a frog in my throat.
Okay, I'll take a look at the stats here. It's 15-15 rebounding, and Lormie had a 7-1 offensive rebounding advantage. Both teams turned the ball over 23 times, so that part of it was sloppy. 4-6 from the free throw line for Lormie for the day. 2, 4, 6, 12. They were 9-12 from the free throw line. Lima Bath. Individual scoring for the Wild Kittens. 19 points for Rachel Clark. She was terrific. Chandler Clark. 13 from Ruby Boland. Those two together were terrific. On the other side, only one in double figures was Dana Rose. Colleen Brandwee scored 7. Clancy's player of the game for Fort Loramie will be Colleen Brandwee.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, I wish Fort Loramie could have gotten rid of its bad play as quickly as I was able to get rid of the frog in my throat. But these games happen. Look at Michigan State, Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky in college basketball. Fort Loramie was due for a really bad game. Unfortunately, it happened against a fine team that was extremely well prepared and pummeled Fort Loramie today, did Lima Bath, 55-33.
Well, they got their guard play exposed a little bit.
Yep.
We've talked about all year that it's just not the strength that it's been in the past. Heitkamp and Gasson, neither one of them handled the ball well, and then Riley came off. They just had way too many turnovers on the perimeter and it shows in a 55-33 loss.
Exceptional performance by Lima Bath, now 15-2 on the year. Fort Loramie suffers its first loss, 16-1. Thanks again to AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, Clancy's Restaurant, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and don't forget custom foam products. Brookins tonight, pork chop special at Brookins. If you miss out and get there late, try the cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. Or roasted chicken, that's always an answer. Can't go wrong there at Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Order online at Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Hopefully no more frogs in the throat, because we've got Jackson Center hosting Marion Local in boys action at 7 tonight.
Should be a good one, you know. It's going to be low scoring and a defensive battle.
Yep, overtimes the last 2 years. Marion Local and Jackson Center boys, the two clubs, have split the last two encounters. For our online scoresbroadcast.com audience, for our radio audience via WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Lima Bath, where the Wild Kittens have clobbered Fort Loramie 55-33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.